The waiver frees the state from 10 different sections of the controversial education law, which calls for universal math and English proficiency by 2014. The waiver allows the state to scrap an accountability system under which 3/4 of schools would be deemed in need of improvement next year. Heather Gage, the director of instruction for the state, says under the new system, the lowest performing schools will be getting the most attention.
What we're going to be calling those are our focus and priority schools. And it allows the state to help provide those help focus our resources on those schools that need us the most.
All schools will still be tested annually to measure academic progress, though the state will eventually switch from the NECAP to the new Smarter Balanced Assessment. The waiver also calls for creating new evaluation systems for teachers and principals. Gage says schools will have flexibility in creating those evaluations, but must follow guidelines approved by the state. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.